We're going to go ahead and get started with our next panel, which is going to talk about independent directors. Let me give you a brief introduction to our panelists. To my left is Charles Persons, who is a partner in the financial restructuring practice of Paul Hastings and is based in the firm's Dallas office. His practice focuses on debtor and creditor representations in complex domestic and cross-border Chapter 11 cases of public and privately held corporations, including out-of-court reorganizations and refinancings, distressed acquisitions, debtor in possession financing, and a variety of bankruptcy litigation matters, including appellate litigation. We also have Stephen Pulley, who is co-founder of SpySide Partners. Steve serves on boards of public and private companies and as a corporate executive. He performs investment banking and consulting services for private companies and investors, and he acts as an expert expert witness for legal disputes involving corporate governance and restructuring issues. Steve provides investment banking services through a firm that he co-founded, which is SpySide Partners. We also have Andrew Vara, who is with the U.S. Trustee's Office Region 3 and Region 9, which encompasses 10 field offices in Delaware, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Michigan. He's worked for the U.S. Department of Justice for 30 years, serving as a trial attorney, assistant U.S. Trustee in Cleveland, Ohio, and Wilmington, Delaware, and acting assistant U.S. Trustee in both the Southern District of New York and Western District of Michigan. We also have Ray Wallander, who is the owner and chairman at Maxwell Bay Advisors, based in Long Lake, Minnesota. Prior to founding Maxwell Bay Advisors, Ray was the principal and general counsel at Wayzata Investment Partners. Ray has served on dozens of boards, public and private. He's also served as a court-appointed receiver and a consultant to companies and lenders in distressed situations. Please help me welcome our panel.
Well, good morning, everyone. So with us, as you've heard, is a little bit of a diverse panel in terms of our experience with independent trustees. We wanted to take some time and talk about what the independent trustee does, when they're useful, share some of our stories, and then at any point in time, if people do have questions, we're happy to take them from the audience as well. I know that a number of people probably see only the independent trustees when we get to Chapter 11. But if you're independent directors, you get to Chapter 11. But a lot goes on behind the scenes earlier on, and if you've done the company side work, you appreciate how useful they can be in a lot of situations. But I know Andy will talk about also what the U.S. trustee thinks about it and what their position is on when those are appropriate and how useful they can be as well. So. So I'll kick this off. We will not follow the slides too terribly closely, but feel free to use those. Talk a little bit about, I'll ask Stephen Ray, when is it probably the most useful for the independent directors to get involved in the situation?
Usually about 6 months before we actually get appointed.
So it's not a good idea as excuse me, as the company's cratering into Chapter 11, to bring in the independent director at 11:59 before the filing?
So I would say that it's better than nothing, but I strongly agree with Ray. The problems that a company has that trigger a restructuring, trigger a Chapter 11 filing, oftentimes they're not unavoidable, but sometimes they are. And sometimes some of the issues can be mitigated. And oftentimes the problem is the board. So bringing in fresh blood for any one of a number of reasons, and we'll talk extensively today about the different reasons to have an independent director on the board. But guys like Ray and me, for example, have a tremendous amount of experience with a lot of industries and rolling up our sleeves, fixing businesses. So whether it's helping with the underlying business issues or the more legal governance-oriented issues, there can be a lot of need for an independent director.
I'll say, as company side lawyer, in a lot of situations now, especially, I think of the independent director as almost the fourth professional, along with the FA, the banker, and the lawyers. They can be extremely helpful.